Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On Twitter. Are you serious, Sheehan? The defense won the three games that they have victories in. Oh, dude. God, help you. This defense is horrendous. It is a disaster right now. It can't tackle. It can't stop the run. It can't cover. And I think some of it, if not a lot of it, has to do with scheme, play calling, coordination. I do. We'll see if Dan Quinn does anything about it. Yeah, defense was pretty good against Russell Wilson's Giants and against Geno Smith's Raiders and against a Chargers team that basically had a ninth grade offensive line from Paint Branch playing in the game. But against any decent opponent, it has been literally run over and thrown over for 60 minutes a game. It's a major, major problem this year, and we'll see if there are any major changes. By the way, somebody sent me the internet guy that does injury updates. I know I've had him on the show before, Jesse Morse, Dr. Jesse Morse. He said about Jaden's injury, right hamstring versus knee injury. His hamstring was stretched in an abnormal position. If his knee is involved, it's most likely an injury to his posterior meniscus. ACL unlikely but possible. You would think it would have been to his left knee the way it bent, but no, that was the knee he previously injured. You can see him grab the back of his right leg knee at the end of the play. Look, they said it was a hamstring injury, that he's getting an MRI today on his hamstring. So we shall see. 301-230-0980. Let's continue with calls. Our guy Mark in Largo. I couldn't wait to take this call, Mark. Go ahead. Have at it.
You know, normally I don't agree with Ian, but I think what Ian was trying to say to you, Kevin, and I'm going to let you, I'm going to explain it to you like you're a 10-year-old. Go back 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago, when Juwan Howard left. And everybody in this town lost their minds because Abe Poland didn't pay. But we all said, he's not worth the money, right, but he's worth the money here. I totally agree with you. I wouldn't give, he's not worth Chase, Jefferson, Metcalf money. But, Kevin, what are your other options here? None. So I agree with you. That's what I think everybody has been trying to tell you. No, he's not worth, and that's what.
Well, first of all, not everybody's
saying,
trying to tell me what? Anything. This has been a debate ongoing for a while and been a very polarizing issue. I think the point is what you say.
Because I think.
Go ahead.
I think what you're saying is, and I understood. Look, it's over and done with, and I get it. Now let's get to the real problem at hand here. Okay. Kevin, you need to start looking at yourself in the mirror and start asking yourself, is Adam Peters the right guy? And I've been on the air saying this for the last year and a half, ever since he made that John Dotson trade, that he acts out of emotions. He doesn't act like normal men act. I thought that Jahan Dotson trade was a horrible trade. Thought it was a horrible trade. You got three picks from it, fine. But I still thought it was bad because you're taking away a guy.
Did they get three picks for Jahan Dotson?
They got three picks, and how is that working out right now?
They got three picks now, for Jahan Dotson?
So here's the other thing, Kevin. Here's the other thing, too.
But you do this all the time. You do this all the time. You just spout things, and I need to go back. I'm like, Max, did they get three picks for Jahan Dotson? I forget. Maybe he's right.
They got a third rounder and 2 7th rounders, okay?
Uh-huh.
You want a cookie for that? Okay, now, back to what I was saying. The bottom line is this. You traded for Debo, which was a horrible trade.
They traded Dotson and a 5th rounder. For a 3rd and 2 7ths. So, in effect, they traded him for a third rounder.
So in the past 2 years, you've gotten rid of 2 5th round picks, basically, for receivers.
Yeah, right.
You got rid of one for Dotson and one for
I'm just
Penn.
Pointing out you forgot a big part of the trade.
So, look, let me ask this question, Kevin.
Ask it!
Come up here and talk about everything else that he's done. The reality of the situation is, There's a lot of availability. These people aren't available. Every day he's trying to get people off the streets to come in here.
Yeah.
The number one thing you're supposed to do for your franchise quarterback is put talent around him. And, Kevin, let me ask you this. Of the 6 quarterbacks, who has the worst talent around him that came out in the 24 draft? Daniels.
Okay, but here's...
And it's not even close.
Okay, but there's always a little bit of nuance, which sometimes you're incapable of providing with your very emotional rants. The cupboard was completely bare when he got here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here. So the previous regime, and I think the guy's name was Ron Rivera, certainly bears culpability for where the roster is. Now, stop! Stop! Shut up and let me respond. When you're talking and screaming and we're both doing it at the same time, it's terrible radio. So just shut up, slow down. I'm going to let you talk, but you got to let me talk after you've talked, all right? So the cupboard was completely bare when they got here, and what I've suggested to you and anybody else that wants to, I guess, move on from Adam Peters after 19 months is that you need more than just one off season to fix it, to fill that cupboard up with things. And by the way,
Okay.
A lot of the moves they've made have been very good moves. In fact, they participated and contributed to the team winning more games than it had won in 34 years and advancing the furthest in the postseason that they had advanced to in 34 years. I am willing to sit back and wait on the evaluation of Adam Peters for more than 19 months. You apparently are not. Okay. So we move on. What's next?
No. Here's the reason why I say that. They're not going to get rid of Adam Peters, and that's the very reason why they're not getting rid of Joe Witt. Because I'm going to tell you the conversation that's going on, and this is real talk, what I'm about to tell you, Kevin.
Well, versus the previous talk, which wasn't real. It was fake.
Well, whatever. Josh Harris is having a conversation with Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and Adam Peters. Now, if Adam is recommending that we get rid of Joe Witt, you know what Dan's going to say? Well, you know what, Josh? We've been needing a defensive end for the last two drafts. Hello, have we drafted one? See, that puts everything to rest right there about Joe Witt.
That's it. That's the walk-off moment, the mic moment. When
That's
Quinn just walks right out of the room and says, "Get out of my face, you Adam," and the whole place is blowing up out in Ashburn. I don't think that's happening. I don't think it's happening. Yeah.
I know it's not happening.
You just said it was happening.
Joe's not going nowhere, and Adam's not going nowhere. Look,
you just said what's happening is Dan Quinn is in a confrontation with Adam Peters.
Right.
Right now. Right now. You just said it's happening right now.
Yeah, I do think that's. I think not only him. I think it's Cliff Kingsbury too.
By the way, I gotta go. I gotta go. You're exhausting. You're fun though. You're a lot of fun though. But I agree with you that Joe Witt Jr. is not going anywhere. I do have, as I had last week, I do have a hunch that maybe something's coming with respect to the defense. I do. But we'll see. All right. Ben's going to join us actually at 12:25. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm going to try to give all of you a shot after these words from a few of our sponsors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.